War of the Roses just a couple minutes ago went a little bit crazy, and we're still trying to get a hold of Terry. We have Tim on the phone still on hold. Lisa, hi, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
What a jerk. He put the blame on you guys.
He's listening to you. He's on hold, please.
That's all right. You know what? He had no right to say, you guys don't know what you did to me. You guys didn't do anything. It was him.
Right. It sounds like he was ready to go on with this for years if he didn't get caught.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's going to be another excuse to Terry, too, when he gets a hold of her.
Chad, if you can, monitor. We got Chad monitoring one line, trying to wait for Terry to pick up. Terry is at work, and we're trying to get a hold of her.
I hope she does. I hope she reams them.
Okay.
Well, sounds like she wants to, too.
Oh, yeah. She deserves it.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
If you just missed it a couple of minutes ago, Terry wanted to see where Tim was going to send the roses to. Tim kind of lied to her. Well, actually did lie to her. He said that he had a convention this weekend in Vegas. She called to see if that convention was going to be held at the place that he said he was going to stay at. There's no convention like that in Vegas this weekend at all.
Oops.
So let's go to Jason. Jason, good morning.
How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. I just wanted to say that that was incredible. I was on my way to work. I have the worst hangover. I don't want to be here. No, I want to work for the next 4 days straight.
Oh, man.
Tim, I just want to tell you, bro, I feel you. But now knowing that she checked up on you like that, Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. And then when he sent it to Jen or something, I was like, oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
You don't go, boy.
You don't go there. And then Terry, I thought I was waiting for her remarks, and then all of a sudden, quick.
Yeah.
And then he's talking about you guys set him up. Well, you guys didn't really set him up, but I feel him.
You feel his pain? It's the War of the Roses. That's what it's all about.
Damn good at it.
Sarah does a pretty good job as a telemarketer, doesn't she?
Yeah, like sometimes when she keeps going, it's like, man, is this the radio or is this really a...
Yeah, you want to almost hang up on the radio, you know what I mean? Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Tammy. Tammy, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, War of the Roses. You want to make a comment?
He's so busted. I can't believe it.
Oh, man.
I cannot believe that he actually thought he could get away with that.
Well,
I think he truly did. But honestly, I mean, if you're going to do that stuff, he has to be craftier than to tell his wife the hotel where...
His girlfriend, by the way.
Listen to me. I've been in that situation not once but twice with the same guy.
So what do you think Terry should do?
I know it's going to be hard. I mean, I ended up forgiving mine, but it is a very hard thing because you never have that trust back.
Well, and it almost
and it's
sounds,
something she really needs to think about.
It almost sounds like he wanted to get caught because why would you give her the name of the hotel where you know there's no convention yet?
Exactly.
And yet tell her
I mean, what
does
she think? Women have this sixth sense, you know? They just have it. They're born with it, and they just know.
You guys see dead people? Is that what you're saying?
No, we see cheating.
Chad's telling me that we're not getting through to her, that she's not picking up her line. They're going to put us through to her voicemail, so we're going to leave a voicemail. And we do have Tim on the phone, so we got to talk to Tim, too, and see what's going on. But Terry is not picking up the phone. We're going to try to get her super voicemail here and see if...
Hi, this is Terry. I'm not at my desk at the moment, but if you leave a message, I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hey, Terry, it's Mojo and Spike and Sarah, and we just wanted to talk to you and see if you're all right. We'll try you later, okay? Bye. Hey, Tim, you there?
You.
Terry doesn't want to talk to you.
She is not picking up the phone.
To us either.
Nope. Voicemail.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't imagine why.
What's the deal with the Vegas thing, man?
You guys totally screwed me. That's all I have to say, right?
Just tell us what the deal with the Vegas thing was. Are you going with some buddies, or what are you doing?
I don't think is she listening right now?
I'm sure. Well, we're on the radio, so anything you say is broadcast.
Vegas was just, you know, I needed some time to myself. That's basically it. You know, listen, I was going to go away to Vegas. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, I'm caught out doing that, right?
Yep.
And I was going to go to Vegas. You know? I have a lot of stress in my life. I need a stress relief in Vegas.
Okay, and then how about the girl that you sent the roses to? Anything on that?
Yeah, she's my cousin. She's not feeling too well.
All right. Well, obviously, you don't have to tell us the truth, but I think you're going to have to deal with Terry.
No. Jen's really, that's my cousin. She hasn't been feeling too well.
All righty.
So, listen, yeah.
We'll let you talk to Terry later, and we're going to keep trying to get a hold of her before the end of the show.
Okay.
Good luck.